Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Welcome to the Clark Howard Show, where our mission is to serve and empower you so you make better financial decisions in your life. Today, I have news about a new TV streaming service and how, if you act quickly, you can get it for half price for a year. Also, there's some news for people who previously did not qualify for unemployment. So, I oversell it when I say there's a new streaming service. But what's happened is CBS All Access, which has been one of the few standalones that has seemed to establish itself in the market with shows from the CBS stable, is now being relaunched on Thursday of this week as Paramount Plus. Paramount Plus offers a much larger catalog of content, plus a decent amount of live programming. And Paramount Plus is, over time, going to be more expensive than the CBS All Access. And so if you are a CBS All Access subscriber, which I was, because for my wife it has all the Star Trek stuff. Well, not all of it, but enough of it that my wife is a complete Star Trek nerd, who for a lot of episodes of Star Trek can quote word for word every line through an episode after episode. Don't you think that would qualify as a nerd for Star Trek?
I'd say enthusiast.
Enthusiast. What office are you running
for? She's a Trekkie.
She is a Trekkie. And so for her, CBS All Access was a must. And it was $5.99 a month, I think is what it was. Yeah. And so the Paramount thing will just be on your screen and the CBS will disappear. But today and tomorrow, and it's not midnight in your time zone, it's through, this is crazy, 7 p.m. Eastern time tomorrow, and 4 p.m. Pacific time tomorrow and other time zones in between, you can sign up for a special deal for a year. And to do this, if you're not into the programming, is going broke saving money. I mean, there is no actual real benefit to doing it if it's not your thing. But obviously for me, I signed up right away for the special deal. And the reason I did so, it won't stop talking. Isn't that funny? I was pulling up to talk about the deal. You will have two choices that you can sign up for a year. And under one choice, you will get commercials as part of it at a lower price, or you can get it without commercials for what would be $100 a year, but in this promotion, it's $50 a year. But after the first year, the price boomerangs to whatever the then current price is. So this is an opportunity, if this is a programming catalog you're interested in, to be able to get it for at least the next 12 months at half price. But there's no obligation. You can just walk away. You have to tell them you're walking away, but you can walk away. And we're going to have a lot of this. We're going to have a lot of combinations of programming. We're going to have a lot of services that are going to become irrelevant or go dark, because we're in the early days of fighting for market share among streaming products of all kinds, either live programming, back catalogs of programming, or original content of programming. And people are going to be fighting for your eyeballs and to capture them going forward. Now, in the midst of this, people have been firing the cable monopolies for video packages and going streaming only. People have been firing the satellites. Nobody more than DirecTV, which has lost millions and millions and millions of customers, as DirecTV has excelled at customer no service and ridiculously high prices. It is one of the greatest business failures of the modern era, the purchase of DirecTV by AT&T, and AT&T has driven it into the ground. A purchase that cost them, somewhere including debt, around $65 billion is now valued by the marketplace at $16 billion just a few years later. And now it's been spun off into a new combo deal with AT&T and private equity. Now, let me tell you what private equity will do. They will, the people that remain loyal to DirecTV will get squeezed to the max with more and more and more price increases and junk fees. And this is going to happen throughout traditional pay TV. If you stay in their ballpark, your loyalty is going to be punished, not rewarded. If you are a creature of habit, and the whole idea of giving up that cable or satellite remote is too difficult for you, your wallet is going to be screaming. Your choice. And Krista, what are we going to talk about with questions today?
Well, Dave in Michigan says, on a previous show, I recall you mentioning in 2021 the monopoly that the cable companies have on us would expire to give us more options. Could you expand on that again?
Sure. So there's a lot happening all at once. So imagine you're a cable monopoly that's enjoyed the ability to treat people how you want and charge them whatever you want year after year after year. That is going to sunset as we move further and further in 21. There's a couple of key developments that are rolling out state by state, zip code by zip code, that are changing the equation. And first, both T-Mobile and Verizon, market by market, and even within markets, it may be only zip code by zip code, are launching home internet service. And the home internet service from T-Mobile, whether you're with them or not, is $50 a month flat rate, including unlimited data. And the Verizon depends on whether or not you have your cell service with them or not in terms of what you pay. These services will only get quicker from where they are today. So with the T-Mobile, the service is fine for web surfing, it's fine for music, it is okay for video, but not fantastic for video. And Krista is, I guess, a beta tester for us of the T-Mobile home internet at $50 a month. And if you were giving it an A to an F, what grade would you give it overall?
I'd give it an A. I think it's good. Yeah, and I'd said earlier that you really need to be near it, but you can, of course, use a Wi-Fi extender. Somebody pointed that out to me, and it's very true. I need to use it more. We have a really fast internet at home, but with the kids doing school from home and everybody working, it just became like unreliable sometimes. So we needed a second unit. So we needed to test it. We need to test it out more.
So the T-Mobile is bringing people on as their capacity handles. And although they only pitch it as being a 4G speed, the reality is their real goal is to have 5G home internet, which will give you a robust service that will compete fully with what you get from the cable monopoly, but without their stinking, rotten, terrible data caps. And then Verizon, same basic story with their service, although their marketing has been clear as mud on their home internet, you have to go hunt for it, where T-Mobile is happy to put you on a wait list to inform you when they'll make it available to you. Now then, for people who live in rural America, there's a big deal going on with Starlink. Starlink is now available in parts of states across the northern tier of the United States, and by the fall of this year should be available across the country. And this is for people who've not had access to reliable, affordable, or fast internet to have Starlink. In the beta testing, it's $99 a month without data caps. And you have to pay an equipment fee up front for the satellite receiving device. But people have been thrilled with it so far. And the price points will obviously change over time. The speed of it has been pretty fast. And so that's a quick summary of what's going to be available steadily through 21. This isn't vaporware. This is real stuff happening right now.
Okay, and this is timely. Artie is from Alaska, but he's in Hawaii right now with his wife. And he says, while walking on the beach, we had left a cooler and backpack unattended. When we returned, we found the backpack was missing, and I immediately realized my wallet was inside.
Oh, no. That is not a day in paradise.
I understand I'm not supposed to leave anything valuable unattended, and I'm glad we had our keys and both phones on us so that we weren't affected. Those weren't affected. They tried using my cards right away. I received 5 separate credit card decline notices and texts asking if these charges were fraudulent, which I was very impressed with as I had already used 2 of the cards in Hawaii. My questions to you. Do you recommend freezing all 3 credit bureaus if they have both of our IDs? They don't have our social security numbers, so in theory, they shouldn't be able to open any credit lines, but freezing credit to then unfreeze from all 3 bureaus every time I want to apply for a card sounds tedious and more of a hassle than protection. I have Credit Karma, which will notify me on any hard pulls.
Yeah, don't wait for Credit Karma. Credit Karma in this case is more like a burglar alarm telling you after the criminals have already broken in, where credit freeze stops them from the break-in. And the hassle is not that big. I mean, I freeze and thaw my credit at will as I need to apply for whatever services, whatever credit. And you'll find that it becomes routine once you've frozen your credit to go through the process of thawing, which is very quick now. Please consider getting that done. And don't let what happened to you mess up your vacation because, well, Hawaii is the best. Next, if you weren't eligible for unemployment in the past, there are special circumstances where you may be right now. I'll get to that straight ahead. Over the last year since the pandemic started right now a year ago, I've had complaint after complaint, question after question, and heard endless frustrations from people about issues getting unemployment insurance. Krista told me just last night how many complaints had come in the last week from people having trouble getting unemployment insurance.
So many in our questions email and also at the Consumer Action Center.
Consumer Action Center, if you're not aware, is where we provide free advice to you one-on-one, and something we've been doing now for 28 plus years. And at clark.com/CAC, you can see how to speak with a member of our team and get the one-on-one advice. And this has been for all of us, for us trying to give assistance and for you trying to get your unemployment, has been brutal. And for no one more than people who are eligible under what's known as PUA, which is a congressionally passed thing that allowed for people who normally would not be eligible for unemployment to claim, specifically gig workers, self-employed individuals, independent contractors. And I've talked with one of the state labor commissioners in one of the state in my TV work, one of the states where we've had so many complaints. And he said that the problem is they don't have any database they can go to see that people are not falsely claiming to be in those categories. And with the unprecedented number of claims, that's why people have waited month after month after month after month. And that answer has frustrated people a lot, but it's the answer that labor departments have given state by state around the country. Well, now there's a new expansion of pandemic unemployment assistance that has come by new rules by executive order from the president. And in this case, a category of workers that have never been eligible ever, ever, ever for unemployment insurance will now be eligible, because if you refuse a job offer in a situation that for you would be unsafe because you're immunocompromised or other specific circumstances that would make it dangerous for you to go into that workplace. So if your unemployment benefits were something you applied for and you were denied because you refused to return to work, let's say you were furloughed and then you were called back, but the environment you would be in was what you felt was unsafe for you, that made you ineligible for unemployment insurance until now. So this is already in effect. But again, we have 50 state labor departments, and some will slow walk this. Others will be ready quickly to accept applications. So it's up to you to stay on this, continually monitor the website of your state labor department. And when, if you are in that category, when they give the green light for accepting applications where you appeal your prior turndown, then you want to get on that and stay on it to get the unemployment compensation, the unemployment insurance you are now eligible for. Krista?
Bart in Georgia says, I need to order new checks for my mom, and it is so expensive through the bank. Is there a safe place to order that is more reasonable?
So banks that charge for checks and rip you off for them are banks that maybe you shouldn't be with, because it's just part of what they're all about is figuring out every way to fee you to death. But if you're happy at that bank, you want to stay there, you can order checks third party from the same printing outfits that print them for the banks, just at a fraction of the cost. If you're a warehouse club member, you can order through the warehouse clubs. Or if you just search check orders online, you can do so there. You know what I used to say? I used to say, in your Sunday newspaper, in the supplements, there are glossy coupons for ordering checks at a fraction of the cost is what they are from your bank. And now, I mean, I still get a Sunday newspaper, but it seems like I'm the only one left. So now you do a Google search and you'll find the check ordering outfits, and they are very, very cheap that way.
Rudy in Ohio says, Clark, I have money in an Ally savings account that is earning 0.5%, and I have money in an invest account with a cash buffer that is earning 1%. Does it make sense to keep money in the savings account?
As long as the invest account, the money is either in a money market, or the alternative would be if it's an FDIC-insured account through the investment side. In either of those cases, absolutely, get double your interest at 1% instead of 0.5%. I never could have imagined in my lifetime I'd be talking about being excited about 1% interest. But on a future podcast, I'm going to talk about an even better way for you to earn interest on your money, an alternative to traditional banks, brokerages, or credit unions to score more on your money.
Jen in Maryland is sending you an amusing story with a question. She says, my bank recently upgraded, in quotes, my checking account. With the upgrade, I must now keep a balance to avoid a fee. Previously, no balance required. No longer earn interest, previously a few times per month. LOL. Upgrade? Really? I asked if they had anything that resembles my old account, and she said they did. I asked, why don't you upgrade me to that? And she said, no, we can't do that. I asked, can you convert me to that now? And she said, nope, can't do that. So I'm looking at other banks in my area. Are they any better in your opinion?
Oh, man. Okay. So one thing you could look at is the online banks, because with the online banks, you never pay fees for checking accounts because they don't have all those branch networks. Unless you specifically need branches to do things at, go with one of the onlines. We have a review of several of the online banks on Clark.com. The other alternative is you almost certainly have a number of credit unions near you where you can open a checking account fee-free, no minimum balance, none of the rest of the junk fees that the bank that's upgrading you is offering you as your only option, that you have to pay fees. And how crazy. One thing about the bank that you are using that is now saying you're going to have to pay all these fees, they are an unusual operator in that they offer both an online bank and a traditional bank with bricks and mortar, you know, with actual branches. If you get your account through the bricks and mortar side, you have to pay all their high junk fees. On the other hand, if your account is an online-only account through their online version, then you don't have to pay those fees. That seems so lame and customer unfriendly.
Carol in Michigan says, does Clark feel you should keep cash in your house?
Well, yes, and if you're a burglar and you decide this is the reason you should break into my house, the amount of money is not enough for it to be worth you breaking into the house. But I keep $400 hidden in our house for the possibility that the Russians, the Chinese, or some other evil state actor messes with our banking system and makes normal ways of doing business electronically or with plastic inaccessible, that having an emergency supply of cash for that is valuable. In the event of a major storm that knocks out power, where you can't pay as you normally would, having cash is valuable. I was doing carryout at a quick serve place recently, and the fellow in front of me had come in to pick up his food that he had ordered, and he went to pay with plastic, and they said, our terminal went down about a half hour ago, and we can only take cash. He had not a penny of cash on him. I offered to buy his lunch for him, and his pride wouldn't allow him to do that, so he abandoned his food, which they then had to throw away. And then I always have a small amount of cash on me to deal with things like that. We become so dependent on electronic methods of payment and plastic methods of payment. And let me tell you something. There are countries in the world that despise us, that at times will attack us to disrupt our system. And we have to be flexible and be prepared for those circumstances.
Rolden says, you mentioned credit freeze for credit, but I don't recall you talking about check system security freeze for banks. The company claims it is not a fee service. Is it worth signing up?
So Check Systems is a company that does a couple of things. What they're best known for is that when you go to open a bank account, they run a background on you, and it's based on what other banks have said about you as a customer. And so the idea of doing a freeze with them is it prevents somebody impersonating you from opening a checking account as if they are you. This is one I don't pay a lot of attention to, because generally when people are stealing your identity, they're doing it to access credit as if they're you, not to deposit money as if they're you. But it is an additional precaution you can take. And I want to thank you so much for being a part of Team Clark. If you enjoy our podcast, please subscribe, review us, and share with your friends. And for money-saving info around the clock, check out Clark.com.